This episode is a client project that I recently completed for Elizabeth. She downsized to an apartment in a senior living community. I started offering the service that I call a delicate move when my husband's aunt was told that it was no longer safe for her to live alone in her home. This was her biggest fear because she loved her home and she had only moved one other time in her life, and that was 40 years ago. At that time, I was studying to become a house coach, and Kirsten Steno taught me her concept of copy and paste. I took this method to heart, and I went into Aunt Laura's home, and I documented the placement of everything. Her furniture, artwork, accessories, the interiors of her closets, kitchen cabinets, and bathroom vanities. Together, our family worked to move all of her belongings into her new apartment in near the exact way it was placed in her home. When she came through the door, it was so emotional for all of us because she said it felt as if we picked up her home and moved it. This process helped her transition in the most loving way we could imagine, and so this is why I love helping others in similar situations. Today, I'm sharing Elizabeth's story, and you'll get to see the home she left, the plan I created for her, and the final result of her new apartment. This is what a delicate move is all about. Welcome to the Home with Intention podcast. I'm Jody Perry, your host. I support the do-it-yourself homeowners by delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity at jodypairdesigns.com and by curating a collection of meaningful home products available at essentialpairings.com. My purpose with this show is to inspire you to create a home that is a reflection of you and what you value most in life. This podcast will support you in breaking through the limiting thoughts and fears that have been holding you back from creating a home that is uniquely you. There are no decorating rules or trends to follow here. Only inspiration, ideas, and encouragement to express your kind of beautiful, a home that captures the essence of your soul. It's time to create your home with intention. Hi, everybody. I'm Jody Pear. And today I wanted to tell you about a service that I offer called a delicate move. And this is for people who are downsizing from their home into a senior living apartment. And I've been sharing recently some posts about one of my clients, Elizabeth, and she had a beautiful condo that she lived in for 26 years, and she had it professionally decorated. And it was beautiful and it was perfect. It was a perfect reflection of her and her family over the years. And to leave that behind and to move into a senior apartment could have been a devastating move, but it was very necessary and she was ready to make this move. So what I do for people in this situation is I go in to their existing home and I talk to them about how they live in their space. What is special and meaningful to them? What are the items that they love the most that they want to take with them into their new apartment? And I photograph everything. I measure everything, the furniture, their artwork, you know, if they have like, you know, lamps or, you know, special decorative items, I measure those items. And then I go to their new apartment. I take photographs there, measurements there, and then I create a floor plan of what their new apartment is going to look like. And then I show them how all of their favorite things will fit into their apartment. Because when you go on a tour and you're looking at an empty apartment or an empty home, or it is very deceiving. And especially in these senior communities, you walk into the apartment and you think, oh my goodness, like nothing is going to fit. My sofa is not going to fit. My bed is not going to fit. The dressers. And I love to show people that most of the time, this is not true. You really can take the items that you love and are comfortable with Maybe not, not, of course, not everything, but a few of those very special pieces. And so when I have those, when I sit down at my computer and I start working on this plan, I am looking at what they love the most, if there's paintings, wall hangings, lamps, whatever it is, vases. I look at all of those items in the pictures that I took and in the floor plan that I'm developing for the new apartment. And I very as closely as possible, I try to put those items in their new apartment similar to how they had them in their previous home or their existing home before they make this move, because this will help in their adjustment into their new life. This is, I truly believe that this is the most important move of a lifetime. And to ease this for an elderly person and find ways to make it familiar and comfortable, that is my goal with this service. And so I look to see, can I place the bed in a similar or the actually the same orientation as it was in their bedroom at home? Is that possible? It's not always possible, but I'm looking for that. I'm looking for the opportunity to have their favorite pictures hanging over the sofa. If that's where it was in their previous home, why not just replicate that in their new apartment? Don't start from scratch. A lot of people are dismissing the idea of taking these very personal things into their new apartment, and they think they have to go out and buy smaller scale items because everything is so tiny. And anyway, I just take a lot of pleasure in showing people that they can take their most loved belongings with them and start fresh, and it will work. A lot of the times it's going to work in your new apartment, and it may be in a different way, and it may not be. It may be a duplicate of what you had in your previous home. And that's really a blessing for a lot of people if that's possible. But so I want to go back to Elizabeth and her condo. She had beautiful feminine colors in her condo. And in her new apartment, that, the walls are painted just, a neutral, just a neutral shade of white. The carpeting color was, a little bit more neutral than she was used to, a little bit more earthy. And instead of the pastels and the lighter colors. And so this was really weighing on me. And when I was standing there in her empty apartment, and I'm looking at the dark wood kitchen cabinets that she's now going to have, and I thought, oh, that feminine feeling, I just couldn't feel it in this empty space. And so I wanted to think of a way to bring those soft colors with her. And so I had the idea of how can we evoke the sense of Elizabeth being able to wrap herself in the comfort of those colors that she was so used to in her previous home. And so I pitched this idea to her daughter, and she loved the idea. And so what I did is I took the colors from her condo, and I created an abstract painting of it. So here is one. So this is just a very flimsy, it's a canvas. And these are the colors that Elizabeth had in her condo. And so I just created this one design here. And then I did another one that had a lot more pink in it. Here's a second one. And I did a third one, which is this, just a subtle, and you can see, like, I like to, there you go, see the bit of shine or the iridescent. Like, I love to use iridescent in my paintings. So Elizabeth liked this design the best. And so what she did, like, I was able to add this onto an account that I have with Redbubble, where they offer
all kinds of products, including home decor products that are available with my design. Like I can upload this painting, this design that I did for Elizabeth. I uploaded that onto my account in Redbubble. And then Elizabeth was able to purchase a bedspread, a comforter for her bed in her new apartment that has the colors that she was so used to. And I'm excited to show you the after pictures and how her apartment looks today. I visited Elizabeth yesterday and she loves her apartment and she is so happy that so many of her belongings are with her and that she finds it beautiful and she loves to show it off to her friends and family. And anyway, it's just the most fulfilling work and one of my favorite services that I do offer as being a designer and a house coach. I was so happy to be able to see in person what the comforter looks like, because until now, it's just an online resource that I have available to me. And so to see it in Elizabeth's new bedroom on her bed, I now have the confidence to tell you that it is a quality product and it looked beautiful. Elizabeth is happy with it. And I was able to touch it and feel it. And it was very soft and it felt luxurious. So I'm so happy that I have this option available to me to offer home decor products and various other products to you through my account on Redbubble. And so you'll see different, again, my abstract painting designs here. So I have, these are available on different products and you can see what they have to offer. So you can visit my shop online, which is essentialpairings.com, and that will link you over to the various products that are available on Redbubble. So this was Elizabeth's story, and it was just such a joy for me to work with her through this process, which could be very sad for many people, but she was so excited to have me come in and help her figure out how to recreate the feeling and the comfort and the love that she had for her home all those years and bring that into a very downsized version, in a senior living community. So it has just been a true pleasure working with her. And if you have somebody that you are helping in a similar situation, maybe you're, a mother or an aunt or whoever, a friend, if you know of somebody that is downsizing and going into, a smaller apartment and into a senior community, think about, if you have the opportunity to think about how they are living in their space and really take notice of how they're moving through their space and the things that they're drawn to. And if you're helping with the process, ask yourself, how can you recreate that for them as closely as possible in their new home? And I just truly believe that it does make for a smoother transition for them during this very important move of a lifetime. So that is the service that I offer, called A Delicate Move, through my interior design services at jodypairdesigns.com. So, all right, I will see you in the next episode. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen on, because it helps me to grow this podcast and to reach more people. Because the more people who choose their surroundings with intention, the more people can follow their heart back home to themselves, which is the mission for this podcast. Once a month, I will randomly select a reviewer and offer them a free download of my book, The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook to creating an oasis for your soul. For more frequent insights and inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at Jody Pear Designs. I have been fortunate enough to find the most helpful resources and amazing people whose work has touched me and inspired me to show up here today. TheHouseCoachingInstitute.com, Kathy Heller's inspiring podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job, Allison Barker's work and her new podcast, Your Soulful Brand, The Sherry and Nancy Show, a podcast for women in their 50s that is hilarious and deeply inspiring, and Sandy Monroe. She is a joyful life lived on Instagram, and her brilliant teachings and guidance are exactly what I need. I'm so grateful to have found each one of you along the path towards fulfilling my dreams. I'll see you in the next episode of Home with Intention.